And what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
A mole? A water? I mean a rabbit underground?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't make myself clear. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
A gnat underground?
A nut. Nuts that you eat?
Oh, nut. That's tuber. I know that's like a peanut or, well, peanuts grow underground.
Uh-huh. Can you think of any others that do?
Yeah, but I can't think. Too many questions.
Right. Well, I don't want you to feel that there are any right or wrong answers.
Well,
anything
I don't
you can think of.
Because it's immaterial.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
Resembles.
Okay. And if his behavior is similar to his father, you'd say that the boy, his father.
If he's what now?
If his behavior is
similar. Well, a lot of times you say it's chip off the old block, don't you?
Right.
Image of his father, ways of his father.
Would you say he resembles or favors or
yeah,
takes
it? Yeah, favors, resembles.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
What now?
A woman who helps at childbirth, but she isn't a nurse.
A midwife.
And if a city person went to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City dude.
What about if a country person went into town, what might the country people, city people
country
say?
Country cracker.
Okay, and how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Like an Indian or a Negro.
Uh-huh. And suppose you were angry with a Negro and thought he was just no good, what would you call him then?
A nigger, I guess. Is that it?
Just, you know, whatever you say.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing right and nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is white?
A white person.
And do you know of any insulting words that members of the Negro race use to call members of our race?
Well, a slave, is that it? Is that
well, what Negro people would call us if they were angry at us.
Oh, white trash, probably.
Okay, and suppose a man had a fishing rod that he really liked, but his young son just broke it. You might say that the man got awfully...
upset, angry.
Okay. And suppose you'd been working hard all day, and by nighttime you might say, boy, I'm really...
pooped. Exhausted.
Okay. And if the school nurse sent a little boy home early, not because he was naughty, why else would it be? Because he... at school.
Because he was... ill, you mean?
Mm-hmm. You'd say he was sick.
Yeah.
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling here, you'd say he feels sick.
At his tummy.
And what do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease the bride and groom?
Well, it isn't a reception. It's immediately after a wedding.
Well, it wouldn't have to be immediately. It could be that night or something, if they wanted to tease
serenade.
Them. Uh-huh. There are lots of good words that people use to describe that.
Yes.
And what do some people call a spook if they want to frighten children? They might say, you better be good or the so-and-so will get you.
The goblins will get you.